Welcome to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Join me for compelling conversations into true crime, mediumship, and everything in between. The year was 2017, and it had been a while since I'd been to LA, and I have to be honest, I was getting antsy. Things had been ramping up with the energy, and I knew I was traveling soon because the only time that happens is when I'm going to get called for an investigation. My house was alive, with many comings and goings of various murder victims all wanting airtime. I went to bed, and I have to say I was also very nervous, which can happen sometimes, especially as a medium when you're dealing with such intense energy. And I had a few strange occurrences, so I double checked my alarm to make sure that there was nothing physical happening, and I was very satisfied that everything was secure, so I settled into my bed. But I couldn't shake the feeling that I was being watched. So I opened my eyes, and the moonlight was illuminating my room, casting shadows around the room, and you know how your eyes can play tricks on you. So I discounted it and closed my eyes again. But something just wasn't right. The hair stood up on the back of my neck, and chills ran down my spine, and the room became very chilled. There he was, standing in my closet, a handsome man, master of disguises, thick dark hair with a bit of a widow's peak, wearing a dark blue uniform with a name sewn on the breast pocket. The energy of a plumber, except he did not look like a plumber to me. My heart began to pound, racing quickly. All I could hear was the fear rising up, causing my heartbeat to beat in my ears. Was he living? If so, shit was about to get real, because I was ready to throat punch him. He laughed at me. Suddenly, he was over top of me, forcing himself on me, except I was frozen and I couldn't move. Suddenly, breaking free, I screamed, "Get the fuck out of my room!" Once again, his demeanor changed, and he laughed, saying, "Remember me? Soon you will know who I am. And don't worry, I will be back to finish what I started." With that, he faded into the darkness as quickly as he came. The chill faded as the room once again felt warm. How the fuck was I supposed to sleep after that waking vision? Talk about job hazards. I immediately got up, wrote it down, and saged my home. I laid awake half the night watching the corner of my closet, just in case he returned. Sure enough, not long after, I was back in LA. We filmed for 72 hours, and it felt like straight through. And then I was back on a plane headed for home, and I was saturated with energy. I indeed met the man. I had my son leave my sage bundle outside, so there I was in the middle of the night, stripped down to my knickers, outside on my front porch, smudging myself and the entire contents of my suitcase. I went directly to the laundry room, threw my clothes in with some herbs, and went straight to shower. This is where it gets really creepy, because I didn't bother turning on the lights. Sometimes I just like to be in the darkness. I know that sounds creepy, but that's how I live. So I just wanted to enjoy the moonlight shower when a strange odor of iron filled my sinuses. Startled, I got out of the shower, dried off, and went to bed. In the morning, I discovered a ring of blood around my tub. My heart began to race, and I was like, what the fuck went on here? Only to find out that the roommate I had at the time had used her own blood for a blood ritual. And first of all, when she moved in, I didn't know she was that kind of a witch. I really liked her energy, and at the core of it, I do believe that she was a good person. Just not a good person to have in my life. Secondly, I was so saturated from the LA experience that I flipped out. And mean, when I say I flipped out, I mean I flipped out. We had words, and while she tried to intimidate me, I wasn't having it. So I packed up her stuff, put it all outside on the porch, and locked the door. Hindsight, I probably could have handled that situation a little better, but it is what it is. That's where I was at. And growing up with my mom, who was a witch at the time, and her friends who were witches, this is just something I didn't want to play around with. Plus, what I had just experienced, I was fucking done. Took me about 10 days to shake off the energy. And once again, that familiar feeling returned that I was aware of who he was and what he was capable of. There he was, standing in the shadows of my closet. Once again, laughing. "I told you I'd come back," he whispered to me. "Did you miss me?" With that, I dove out of bed, flicked on the light. I was in no mood to play. So, I do what I do best, and I got out my sage bundle, my tuning forks, and I cleaned the fuck out of my house. Sure enough, not long after, he explained to me why he'd come. And he said this wasn't his last visit. And so far, he's returned several times, but his visits have gotten a little bit more tolerable as he explains with words why he's there. You've been listening to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Be sure to like, follow, and share. Tune in next time for further adventures.